Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It's got to feel like coming home. It has to. After watching, if you have been watching television, and listening to the Iranian deal, and then Yemen, and a little tiny bit of German wings. That's what you're hearing. But every third story now is Yemen, or Kenya, and the mass 140-some people that were killed, allegedly, and I'm sorry to say that, in Kenya. But it's all about fighting people and war. When you listen to the news, you would think you had, we're listening to Middle Eastern news, because that's what it's all about. Propaganda from their agenda. Joining me today is Gary Franchi. Thank you so much, Gary, for joining us today.
Hey, Joyce. It is great to be back on the Power Hour.
Excellent. And I want to ask you what you see as being the big issues in the news today, or the big issues out there that perhaps garnered your attention over the weekend.
Well, first, I just want to say, happy Easter to you, and I hope you had a great weekend there.
Thank you.
I was able to spend some time with family this weekend and try to get back to the roots of why we do what we do here, and that's just to get the message of truth out to the people. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, of course, a lot of headlines broke, world news, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iran, Ukraine, India, so much happening. And I'll go right into it with this. The Cold War is back with a vengeance, Joyce.
Yeah, it is.
It's back with a vengeance.
And we are participating in it and ginning it up as much as the United States possibly can. Of course, this Iranian nuclear deal, is it going to end in war with Iran? And I think that's the big question there. In other news, Jade Helm military maneuvers, we got to pay attention to that. That's looking a little bit suspect, I have to say. And also the issue of suicide and our veterans, we need to talk about that. It is getting bigger and bigger, but according to the government or the VA or whomever, it's not that big a deal. And how much NSA spying costs? Does anybody really care? Does anybody really care? Or is it all about them making money off of what they say they're doing for us? Now, today, Ken O'Keefe is going to be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour, one of your absolute favorites, ladies and gentlemen. You've asked to have him on. Well, guess what? We're going to have him on once a month, and he is full of up-to-date information on what's happening around the world, and I'm so glad to have him join us. In the third hour, we're going to be talking education, educating for the New World Order. So stay tuned for that. I just lost her name, Gary, the guest for the third hour.
Anita Hodge. I'm excited to talk to her. This is going to be an amazing interview. We're going to disclose to the people who are listening right now the truth about the educational system and why it's so important to know what they're teaching kids and how it's going to affect you, whether you have kids or not.
That's right. That will be a good program. And, of course, education is something that you might say, well, I don't have any kids, so that's not a big issue to me. Well, I think when you see the stream, the trail, the way they're educating children, you can tell where they are headed, and that's really what I think is important. So we've got a lot of shows this week that are going to be, I think, right up your alley. So I hope you stay tuned to the Power Hour as much as you can this week, or listen on shortwave. And I haven't given the shortwave frequencies in a long time. 13.845 WWCR from 7 to 10 a.m. Central, and 7.490. Now, the replay is at O'Dark 30 at 2 to 5 a.m. Central Time at 4.840. And you can listen on Rick Satellite. You can listen on the phone, and I'll give that number, 605 562 4198. Now, hopefully you have unlimited minutes to do that with. 605-562-4198. This is Joyce Riley and
Gary Franchi.
We'll be right back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. It's all like we are bonded together with one thing, the truth. Seriously, we are such a diverse group of people. Think about the listeners to this program. From the left to the right, the spectrum is amazing. But we're all searching for the truth. And my truth is no better than your truth. We've got to find the answer. And honestly, I know this seems trite to say this, but I got to say, it is all about love. I am not kidding you. It is all about love. And I don't think we get it yet, what love means and how we need to react to every single person first in love. And in doing so, maybe we wouldn't be killing as many people as the United States seems to believe is necessary. Kill them all. Let God sort them out. It's all about bad guys versus good guys. No, it's not. It's all about people loving each other and having respect for each other, which we don't see now. But that's okay. The Power Hour people will do it. And Gary, I don't know. I know that sounds really trite to say it's all about love, but there's some really good commercials on about love now, and it's really all about being real, knowing what the truth is. And if we're hiding behind some facade that we believe is the truth, it's not going to happen, is it?
Well, they say that scripturally it says that love covers a multitude of sins. You know, and I mean, I sat in church this weekend and just soaked in the love of all the people around me. And there's something about that that you walk away and you're like glowing. You feel it.
Wow.
You know?
That is important. I'm glad you said that, because that's one of the things that it feels so good to be in the presence of those who understand and who really do love. You know, over the weekend, I spent some time emailing, like, airline blogs, trying to bring up a question of what happened during the Germanwings flight. And I got to tell you, the defensiveness and the outright anger was unbelievable that I would receive from people that were trying to make fun of the fact that I would challenge the prevailing scenario. Now, I don't want to get off into that right now, but I just think it reminded me how it was in 9/11 when we started saying, wait a minute, where's the plane that hit the Pentagon? And of course, everybody would jump on you with, you know, both feet. And that was the way it was with this Germanwings situation. So it just amazes me how defensive, you know, well-known pilots can be on this issue of don't you dare take issue with what our government says. Anyway, let's get into the news today. In the international news, Saudi Arabia rejects all-inclusive arms embargo on Yemen proposed by Russia. Saudi Arabia has rejected Russia's amendments to a Security Council draft solution, which would see an all-inclusive arms embargo. Then that is for every party in the Yemeni conflict. That's amazing. That is pretty amazing if they can make that happen, as it continues to spiral out of control with civilian death toll climbing up. Now, this is what we're told. Of course, CNN cannot independently verify all of this information, but that's their story. There is little point in putting an embargo on the whole country. It doesn't make sense to punish everybody else for the behavior of one party that has been the aggressor in the situation. Saudi Arabia's representation to the UN said after a closed emergency UN security meeting on Saturday, I don't know that we know what's going on in Yemen or Somalia or Russia or any place. Or Ukraine. I don't know that we know what's going on, because we are only given what we're supposed to hear. And that, unfortunately, is the way it is. Gary?
You know, Joyce, this next story here really jumped off the page at me. Russia is boosting their air defenses in the face of U.S. It's called prompt global strike capacity. Now, when I researched prompt global strike, this is a new strike capability that the United States has. They can strike anywhere in the world within 60 minutes of any place being declared a national security threat.
And wait a minute, and we're afraid of Iran? Is that right? We're afraid of Iran, but Russia can hit us within 60 minutes.
No, we can strike anywhere within 60 minutes.
Oh, we can. We can.
Yes. Now, in response to that, this is where the Cold War buildup begins, or the new Cold War. So since we have now initiated this new prompt global strike capacity, we've announced it, that we can strike, U.S. can strike anywhere in the world within 60 minutes, Russia says, uh-uh. Not going to play that game. We are going to boost up our air and missile defenses in the face of this new American announcement. So now the arms race is back.
And I repeat, and so we're all supposed to be afraid of Iran, but the United States and Russia could annihilate each other within 60 minutes probably. And, you know, who knows what other countries could do the same thing. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Iran sends ripples to the oil market. Well, that was as of yesterday. RT is reporting that oil prices dipped 4% on the news oil from Iran, and that being that, you know, we have an agreement or we don't have an agreement or we'll have an agreement in June or, you know, they're going to have 16 centrifuges instead of 30,000 or what. It doesn't make any sense. When I listen to these people talking about the alleged Iranian deal, it just doesn't ring true. There's something so phony about this. Be that as it may, that's my opinion on it. But oil prices supposedly dropped 4% yesterday. Today on the oil market, it's up $1.06 to $50.20 per barrel. So it's not a big issue. By the way, gold is up to 1216 today, up about $15. And the Dow is set to open about 130 points at the opening in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's another reason why we should get Karapar's gold, Joyce.
Well, good point. Good point. I, you know, we haven't talked about that in a long time, and there's some new items. Maybe we'll mention them a little bit later, but there's some new items that Carrot Bars have that are really, I think, very intriguing. And if people don't know what it's all about, you can actually get gold in very small amounts so that you don't have to put out $1,216 per ounce. You can get a very small amount. Go to powerhourgold.com. Powerhourgold.com. Thanks for mentioning that, Gary. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll share with you some of the new security features on that in later in the show. But it looks like right now the leader of Ukraine's neo-Nazis appointed to advisor of their army. This is coming out of Zero Hedge, and they say so that we're waiting to see if Europe's turn to the ultra-white right-wing movements accelerates in the coming months. And now we've learned that a very disturbing development in just as insolvent Ukraine, where moments ago, this is all Zero Hedge, where moments ago the website of the local Ministry of Defense reported that Dmytro Yuresh, the leader of Ukraine's right sector political party, and whose political ideology has been described as nationalist, ultra-nationalist, neo-fascist, right-wing, or far-right, was just appointed to advisor of chief of the general staff. I wonder who's funding these people.
No kidding. No kidding. You've got some more, let's see, you've got a story on India. Why don't you go ahead and do that, and then we'll move on to U.S. news and politics.
Yeah, India, this is another one that jumped off the page at me, and it's about crowd control, weaponized drones. Now, the Indian people have a real problem on their hands, Joyce, and now if tear gas and sound weapons aren't enough, the crowds there will now have to face off against unmanned drones. So right now it's unclear what these drones will be armed with. And a company, however, named Desert Wolf has displayed pictures of these new weapon systems. Now, this is a non-lethal weapon system. We've got a story on non-lethal weapons a little bit later in the show. But these non-lethal weapon systems have paintball guns attached to the drones that shoot different colors. So if you're breaking a window, well, then they're going to hit you with the red pellet, and then the cops will go in and grab you because red means property damage, or blue means this, or green means that. But however, they've also got pepper powder that can be dispersed upon the crowds as the drones are flying overhead.
I think what they're telling us about drones is about 10 years behind probably what they already have. I think, you remember when they first started coming out with the drone story, and then all of a sudden everybody had one?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me that they're probably smaller than we realize, they are more pervasive than we realize, and they're probably doing more in the way of spying than we could have ever imagined. And I just think that whenever we hear a story like this, it's, you know, they're doing much more than that, and that's what scares me.
Well, Joyce, have you ever seen the hummingbird drones? These are drones that are the size, and they look exactly like a hummingbird.
Mm-hmm.
And they can sit and perch on a wire across from your window, and they can actually spy on you. I mean, these are right off of the YouTube channel of the Air Force. Okay?
Wow. Yeah, I've seen that hummingbird. It is so lifelike, so realistic. You would never know that it is a drone. But it seems like they can only spy on us. They never seem to find out who's guilty in the Senate or the House if they have done A, B, C, or D. Nobody can ever come to an understanding there because they don't use them on them. They use them on us. And that's the whole idea, is controlling the people. There is a story by Activist Post that they do some really good work. I have to give them a lot of credit. Bernie Suarez did this story talking about a new government study, no link to war and suicide. Can you actually conceive they would come out with this? You know, just last week they came out with a story. Yeah, we used chemical weapons, and yeah, we didn't take care of the men, and that caused them to have backlash and have whiplash and have, you know, undue trauma. And now this week, we're hearing back in 2009, Obama admitted that science has been compromised by the political agenda. He, of course, brought out the topic in the context of political agenda, speaking to the National Academy of Sciences. Now we are restoring science to its rightful place. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Let's talk about this new study that is out. All it does is just literally provide more trauma for the veterans. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Gary.
We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Ken O'Keefe, and I am so anxious to find out what his take is on the German Wings explosion. I cannot even call it a crash or suicide any longer, because that's not what happened. It's pretty obvious. Joining me is Gary Franchi today, and we're talking about the news that really is the news, or at least what we can see as the truth behind the news. But a lot of things are put out there for our consumption. Please understand that. Now, this new government study I was talking about before the break, new link to war and suicide, or no link to war and suicide. And when I say new link, then that means there must be some other link if it's not war. Now, I have a problem with this story for a couple of reasons. First of all, it says that the researchers claim that a difference in the rate of 18.86 deaths per 100,000 for deployed troops versus 17.78 deaths per 100,000 non-deployed troops. Now, this is why they're trying to tell you that it doesn't make that much difference, because look how many people are committing suicide that weren't even deployed. So what else is going on? Is it the medications? Is it the shots that they're getting? There's got to be some other reason. So if they're going to take away the war is hell issue and say, well, it can't be war, so it's got to be something else. No, they don't even address the something else. So here we have a government study that comes out, with the finding that the government did no wrong and it's not their fault. Well, surprise, surprise. But there's a lot more that we need to realize that's taking place. And here's part of it. First of all, they don't follow those that have left the military. So if a guy leaves the military one day after and commits suicide, there's no record of that because he's not within the military realm of statistics. So if you commit suicide 30 days later or 3 months later, whatever, that's not considered important. Now, there may be some relationship if they are going to the VA, but here's another concern. And I was absolutely astounded by this information, that those that leave the military before their 4 years are up is much higher than you can ever imagine. Listen to this. The study found that the suicide rate for troops who left the military before completing a 4-year enlistment rate was twice that of troops who stayed. The rate for troops who were voluntarily discharged under less than honorable conditions for disciplinary actions was nearly 3 times higher. Troops given the so-called bad paper discharges are often not eligible for Department of Veterans Affairs, medical care, and other benefits, and therefore also many of them are not tracked. Now, the way they got away with this during the Gulf War was, well, we only followed those that were in the 697,000 category that were deployed. And the rest of them, such as myself, who got vaccine injury, were not covered, were not cared for by the VA, and so therefore did not come up in the statistics, which meant there was thousands and thousands and thousands more. So this story about, gee, we're not doing anything wrong, it doesn't have anything to do with the war, well, it has something to do with something, because way too many people are committing suicide. And there's something really wrong, but you see how they are giving the runaround to the veterans. And as long as they can keep this game going of, gee, we don't see a problem here, or it's not our fault, oh, well, they just want to commit suicide. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I'm looking at the study here, and it's, you know, the margin, there's got to be like a margin of error here. You know, every single poll you see on television, you know, the margin of error is between, you know, they're within it. It looks like this is well within the margin of error. I don't even know how this could be a valid study.
Bingo. Absolutely. And it's not a valid study because they don't have all the veterans involved in it. They pick and choose, and they cull through it to get the ones that they want and to make themselves look good.
And it says here that Obama is admitting that science has been compromised by political agenda. Well, this whole study has a political agenda of its own. They can trump up these numbers and make the science whatever they want. I mean, look what they do with global warming.
Mm-hmm. Now, think about, exactly, and global warming is the first thing that came to my mind. But then another thing that we should also put in this category is Agent Orange. And remember how many studies they had to have. Over 20 years, they had studies that said, well, maybe it causes acne. That was her final one. Maybe it did cause acne. Now, we're finding that most of them have died as a result of Agent Orange exposure. When we get back, we're going to continue with the news. This is Joyce Riley.
And Gary Franchi.
We got a 3-minute break coming at us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Welcome back to Power Hour. It is 33 minutes after the hour. You're in the right place. If you've not seen a film by Marie Robin called The World According to Monsanto, oh my goodness. I mean, it's chilling. It absolutely is. It's hard to watch, but it is. It will change your life. I think Monsanto is probably more upset about this video than anything else, The World According to Monsanto. And it includes information on RBH growth hormone and from Agent Orange to genetically modified crops. It's really absolutely excellent. Another one is called Genetic Roulette. It is about the food scam, the world's most dangerous food scam that is exposed here by Jeffrey Smith, including, of course, cancer, birth defects, infertility, allergies, and autism. Excellent DVD available to Power Mall. And the book which is a complete treatise, if you will, on genetically modified foods. It is really for a researcher. I mean, it's not for a guy who wants bullet points. This thing is full of information. For example, chapter 2, foreign genes disrupt the DNA at the insertion site. So, I mean, if you really want to know the inside story on genetic alteration of your food, this is it. Another section, sheep died after grazing in BT cotton fields. Now, they used to use BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, on organic foods. No longer, though, but it is an excellent book, Jeffrey Smith. Please take advantage of getting those from the Power Mall. Also, we still have Miracle 2 on sale. The Voyager radio is on sale now, the dynamo and solar-powered radio. It is shortwave, AM/FM weather band, six ways to power, crank, solar, batteries, built-in rechargeable battery, and AC adapter, with a USB port. That's the one that we gave to Jack Blood, and I think, Gary, you have one of those also, don't you?
I do, and I love it.
It is a neat radio, a really neat radio, ladies and gentlemen, and it's on sale. It's normally $75, or no, it's normally $85, and it's on sale for $65. Miracle 2, again, the soap, neutralizer, laundry ball, and I'm so thrilled your response to Miracle 2 soap, Gary.
Yeah, and in fact, I was looking for it in the shower this morning. My wife moved it to the other bathroom, and I was so disappointed.
But you know, when I told you, I said, you've got to try this. You kind of looked at it and said, soap? I mean, you know, and then you got it home and tried it, and it really is excellent, isn't it?
Yeah, and my sister-in-law was staying with us, and we're like, you got to try this soap. And my wife was like, you got to try this soap. And, like, you know, they have, my wife has beautiful hair, beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. hair. Her sister has beautiful hair. Her whole family, they're beautiful ladies. And she was staying over, and we gave her the soap, and she loved it. She loved it, Joyce.
Good. And you can use it on anything. It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I was doing my laundry last night.
She cleaned the bathroom with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is amazing. You can use it for everything. And then you have to keep 1 gallon of stuff in your house and not 10 or 15 bottles. It really is neat. Also, I'll remind you again, garden seed special. Get your garden seeds. Now, we've got the seeds for the expert gardener or the advanced gardener, and those are available at the Power Mall also. Himalayan salt products are on special. Himalayan salt products, if you've never used Himalayan salt and you're still using iodized salt, you're giving yourself fluoride, ladies and gentlemen, in that salt. So take advantage of getting pure salt, Himalayan salt, from the Power Mall. Also, the vegan burgers in the larger bags now. Oh, they are so good. Silver Botanicals and International Health still on special, along with the garden seeds. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead with the news.
We've got some, you know, everyone's been talking about the Iranian deal. And what's really confusing is that Obama's pontificating, going, oh, what a great deal. We hope it's a great deal. And then Netanyahu comes on and says, this is the worst deal. And then the Iranian people are going, they're marching in the streets celebrating the greatest deal. So who are we supposed to believe? Well, I think if we take a cue from the Pentagon, they are getting ready. They are getting ready. They have now Operation Eagle Resolve is a military exercise just off the coast of Iran. They are building up right there. Contingency plans are in place if the whatever plan, whatever good, bad, or ugly plan from this nuclear deal falls apart. So the world is waiting for the outcome of the next deadline. They're kicking the can down the road. June 30th is when that's supposed to be finalized. However, the Pentagon has now upgraded and tested the largest bunker buster bomb in the United States arsenal. Now, senior U.S. officials stated that this weapon could destroy or disable Iran's most heavily fortified nuclear facilities should a nuclear deal fall apart and the White House decide to take military action.
You know, Gary, we had a 500-pound bunker buster missile. I mean, how big do they need to have a missile, and how many people do they need to kill? I mean, obviously, it's the whole country is what they would like to do, it seems like to me. But, I mean, that is scary, a bigger bunker buster missile than 500-pound one that can just annihilate so many people. I mean, it's all about killing.
Well, unless you are the Department of Homeland Security. Now, they've just put out a purchase order. Now, if you recall, I'm going to go back, a little history here. Remember the 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? Well, the new purchase order is for something that is called less than lethal specialty munitions. Now, this is here in the United States. This is the Department of Homeland Security. So while we are building these massive bunker busters in the anticipation of an Iranian failed nuclear deal, over here in the United States, the Department of Homeland Security is getting ready for something else. What are they getting ready for? Well, Operation Jade Helm should be an indication of that. Of course, what happened in Fort Lauderdale last weekend as well is also another frightening scenario, the Camp FEMA roundups. So this new purchase order just hit the web, and it looks like they're looking for flashbangs, which set off a 175-decibel sound with 6 to 8 million candle-power light bursts in 10 milliseconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's just one. That's just one. And, of course, they have all the rubber bullets and riot rounds and pepper bullets. I mean, Joyce, do you remember that story when that child was harmed?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh. In a crib.
In a crib. They threw a flashbang into a crib. So this is the same things the Department of Homeland Security is placing orders for. So they got 1.6 billion rounds of ammo. Now they've got less than lethal weapons. So the military buildup at home continues. And, of course, now a man has died. A man has died while in Detroit police custody. Police state war continues here. 24 years old, Joyce. 24 years old. He died in police custody. Anthony Reed was his name. Joyce, he was reaching for an inhaler. He was reaching for an inhaler underneath his car seat. So they decided that this man was a threat. They decided to cuff him. And, well, he died in police custody. They did not give him medical attention. They did not give him his inhaler. Joyce, this is all over window tints.
I know, and, you know, people need to understand that when you are stopped, it causes anxiety. I mean, how many people, just all you have to do is see a police car behind you, and all of a sudden you're hyperventilating. Well, when a person with asthma does that, it's in spades. It's 3 times worse, 10 times worse. And so, obviously, he needed his inhaler. And for them to refuse him access to inhaler, that's like just asking for a problem. Or, and especially over a crime like tinted windows. Are you kidding me? And to deny him access to medical help is what they did. And then, of course, the story says that the pastor also said there was more negligence after he died when they failed to contact the family for over 2 hours. How do we stop this? It is only getting worse. It's prevalent throughout the United States, and I don't know what it's going to take. It's going to have to say something from the people to stand and then stand when these events occur. And I think people need to be in that area and confronting those police officers or that police department and saying, you cannot do this. But how do you know, the damage is already done. The man is already dead.
Joyce, I got pulled over about 2 months ago. Four window tints. I was driving down the street. Cop pulled me over, and I'm like, "What did I do?" And he's like, "Your windows are too tinted." I said, "I got this car from the dealership," and he's, "Well, they changed the law."
What? Oh no!
Really? So he pulls out a little machine and he puts it over my windows and he tests the density, the opacity of the window tint. And he said, "Yes, you're in violation." And I said, "Look, I disagree." I flat out told the officer, "I disagree with you." I said, "I bought this from the dealership. They wouldn't sell me something." Well, guess what? You're going to have to tell it to the judge now. So now he's telling me that I'm going to be given a ticket. And I said, "Look, I'm sorry. Please just give me a warning." And then he gave me a warning ticket. You know, I had to, like,
really?
You know, submit. I had to submit for my window tints, you know.
Oh, My gosh.
Yeah,
okay, now what happened to the windows? Did you go back to the dealership?
No.
You haven't yet?
No, I haven't. And I went back and I researched the law, and it has something to do with, like, how dark the back windows are compared to the front windows. And,
right.
You know, I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
But look at what happens to Anthony Reed. He gets pulled over for window tints and he's dying.
I know. I mean, that would... Now, see, that's what happens. We start living in fear and not in love. And a police officer approaches you, love is the last thing you're probably going to want to share because you are scared to death. And sometimes really to death. Okay, anything else?
Well, Rand Paul has now posted a teaser video to his YouTube channel. The title, A Different Kind of Republican Leader. And I watched it. And you know what, Joyce? I got a little excited. Okay,
really?
I got a little excited. And, you know, it was an impressive video. And he's expected to announce his run for the White House tomorrow. There was a lot of really interesting sound bites from mainstream media pundits who he was using to stand on their shoulders. These guys are all saying he actually has a chance to win. And this is coming from all sides of the political spectrum. You know, people from Fox and CNN, and you know how they're all, everyone's on a different side over there. But he was definitely using those sound bites to his advantage. And in stark contrast to when Ted Cruz announced just the week before, you know, when I watched his speech at Liberty University, it just felt so false. I'm sorry if you're a Ted Cruz supporter out there, but it just felt like it was so contrived, and he was invoking all these, you know, red, white, and blue flags and God and everything. I said, you know, he's really pandering. At least with Rand, I felt, I actually made, there was a connection there. And it's not because I'm biased. Okay, of course I supported Ron, but I did feel a connection there.
Well, you know, I agree with you on Ted Cruz because it was just so phony. I liked what he said, but it was just couched in such fakery, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and Hillary's supposed to be allegedly going to announce. She just got her, you know, office paid for, probably with all your money. And she is maybe going to run, maybe not. I mean, to me, she's done. She is absolutely done, but we'll see. The other thing I was going to wonder about Rand Paul is, do you think he may be channeling a little bit of Ron Paul in what he does?
Oh, absolutely. No, there's no question about it. You know, the infrastructure is in place. And I saw firsthand last election cycle and, of course, the previous. Ron has a very, very strong grassroots base, and it's already established all across the country. So all Rand had to do was win in the race for Senate and then stand on the existing election, presidential election infrastructure that his father had built.
Yes.
So all the pieces of the puzzle are there. Rand is going to announce tomorrow. That's the word. And you can see another revolution in the name of Paul very soon.
I like it. I really do like it. Governor Jerry Brown in California. I don't know if you saw recently, but all of a sudden, you know, the drought we've been talking about in California, 4 months we've been talking about this, if not a year. But there has been a drought in California that is so severe. Well, CNN decided it was time to tell the people last week. So they were doing several stories on how bad the drought is. And people were just aghast. Well, why haven't we known this? Why has this been going on? And that's because it was by design. Well, now Governor Jerry Brown says that Californians are going to be heavily fined for your long showers. Now, there are a lot of people that believe that this water supply has been cut off. And this has been engineered to be this way, and it is serious. And when you think about all of our vegetables and fruits that come from this area in California, and now we're not going to have them this year probably, it's bad. It is beyond bad. Well, anyway, Governor Brown said the executive order is done under emergency power. You know, showers, that's the issue, right? Well, anyway, it's requiring action and changes in behavior from the Oregon border all the way to the Mexican border. It affects lawns, people. It affects people, how long they stay in the shower, how businesses use water, each water district that actually delivers water to homes and businesses. What do you bet, though? Well, there's a $500 fine if you don't comply with this, but what do you bet that all those celebrity homes in L.A. might not really be affected by this? I would tend to think that probably they may be bypassed in this so they can keep their houses looking good, their yards looking good. And Also, Californians point to Big Ag, unrestrained development, as the drought culprits. The Detroit Free Press editorial board on Sunday reminded readers that none of us living in the other 49 states will not be exempt from the fallout. California farmers, who provide about half the country's, I did not realize it was that large until I read this story, listeners, half of our fruits and vegetables have already lost hundreds of thousands of acres of previously productive farmland. And they're just now, last week, letting you know this on CNN.
The Mm-hmm. You know, going back, you know, you can't take a shower in California or you're going to get fined $500. However, big oil is getting a pass.
Oh, that's right.
A big pass. Governor Jerry Brown is giving a big pass to big oil in California. Why? Because they pay $20 billion in state and local taxes. I guess the taxes the people of California pay don't equate. Let's do some math here.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. Bingo. So I guess the oil industry will be able to do whatever they want to do with the water, and they can take long showers probably. Russian scientists have created a bio-cement for human bones. They created this new biological material called bone cement, clever name, which after 3D printing into a fracture or a crack, completely dissolves over time. While in its place, the human body regenerates the missing part of the bone tissue. The new substance, based on biological hydroxyapatite, was created by scientists of the Russian National Research Nuclear University's affiliate in the Siberian city of Severodvinsk-Tomsk region. They've created the material that the organism takes as original. That is amazing. Now, that's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. That is amazing. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Gary.
We'll be right back. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your guest co-host, Gary Franchi, sitting with the legendary Joyce Riley. Let's get back into the news. Ladies and gentlemen, Feinstein. Yes, she's back in the headlines, and she's not happy. She's not happy. She wants to censor your internet. This has always been a terrifying prospect, that the internet would be censored, and I don't know how these people believe that they can do such a thing. And I'll tell you how they can't, but let's get into what they're trying to do. Apparently, after the FBI uncovered another one of its self-orchestrated terror plots, and you know, all these, they send in these FBI informants, and they tease these people, hey, let's go get a bomb, let's make this, and then they foil the plot, and then they pat themselves on the back, and the headlines, they're heroes, you know? So, however, we have Feinstein. She doesn't want online extremist literature, as she calls it, and one of the pieces of literature she's stating is called the Anarchist Cookbook. And I've seen this thing, and yes, there's a lot of different ways, and you can build this and that, but they cannot censor it. You know, you just type in the keyword, and you will find it all over the web, whether it's on a website hosted or whether it's on a torrent site hosted, a PDF. They cannot censor these things. So I think it's a very, very slippery slope, and some are calling it Chinese-style internet censorship.
Hmm.
That's right, Chinese-style. Joyce, would you like to have a Chinese-style internet?
I don't want a Chinese-style anything, to tell you the truth. And I don't know what their internet is like, but no, I can tell right now I don't want it.
I do like Chinese-style food, though.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That's something I definitely like. Give me some pot stickers and some egg rolls any day of the week, but not Chinese-style internet censorship. However, Feinstein, she loves it. That's what she wants for you. Limiting your information is something that we don't do here, and there's something that you need to know about, and that's the new Carrot Bars Gold Security System. Nothing like it in the world. Joyce, nothing like it. It is, you go to powerhourgold.com, get plugged into the strategy. You will learn how to get gold. Well, there is a strategy to get gold for free. We will teach you how to do that. Sounds too good to be true. It's not. It is in fact proven. So let's talk about these five features really quick. We have a certified, their gold, okay, their ingots, has now a certified embedded scratch-resistant laminate. That means you cannot tamper with the gold that is embedded in these cards. Impossible. Tamper-proof. They've also now embedded the Carrot Bars logo stamped into the actual gold itself. Now, what they used to do is they put a hologram over the top, and the hologram had the Carrot Bars name. Now, see, you can pull a hologram off, Joyce. It's like a sticker.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Okay.
So now what they've done is they've taken it and they've stamped it right into the bar itself. So now you know it is certified Carrot Bars Gold. On top of that, they now have what they're calling it DNA located on the ingot, the DNA of the gold. So now you know exactly where the gold is coming from. The genetic signature of the gold. I've never heard of such a thing.
No, you know, but what this tells me is there's more and more concern about the veracity or the purity of gold, and so it seems that Carrot Bars is really doing an amazing job to try and curtail any way that anybody could ever defraud anybody when it comes to gold. I'm impressed.
Well, they know what we know. They know that the fiat paper is worthless. So what they're trying to do is get gold into the hands of everybody, make it so that it's at a price point where everybody can achieve it. There are no companies in the world that have a program that is dedicated specifically to getting hands into the people, and by referring others, you can get it for free. I like free gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the last features I'll get into here is it's a blacklight feature. You may have seen it if you go to... Oh, that's the music.
Yep.
You got a break? I'll tell you about the blacklight feature.
Okay, blacklight feature. Wow. We'll be back after this.